your change. Might hear something funny, might hear something strange. All the information that you need to know. Brought to you right here on your your money, we need your time. Can you spare some quarters? Can you spare some dimes? We gotta have your help to continue the show. All of the music you love on your to hear the stuff you won't get from those that sell fear. This is your station, and our members make it go. All of your music and news on your coast radio.
Well, thank you, Doug Cherish. What a doll. Makes my heart go pitter-patter. And I hope it makes your fingers go pitter-patter right over to the telephone. 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. Yeah, I know it's a bit repetitive, and some of you have called several times already, and we certainly appreciate it, but you never know who new is listening, especially it is the weekend, it's Coast to Hood, there's all kinds of folks here. And my first guest is here, and that would be Meg Padgett. And I just met Meg for the first time. So, hi, Meg.
Hi, Carol.
And welcome to KMUN KTCB.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Have you been on the radio before, by the way?
I haven't. This is my first time.
A radio virgin during our pledge drive. Come on. Yes, folks. Look how many people are joining the radio family. So, Meg is here because something quite outrageous is starting in 55 minutes. She's watching the clock nervously like, oh my God, I should be there. But I wanted her to come here and tell you a bit about the Astoria Craft Party. And it's happening at Well, it's starting, and much of it is happening at Fort George today from 4 to 8. I understand that the theme is Wish You Were Here.
Mm-hmm, that's great. Right.
That's great, and how appropriate. Meg, before you tell us about this, who are you?
Well, I am a local DIY and creative blogger who happened upon a post on Etsy, which is an online marketplace for individual shops to sell their handmade and vintage goods. So I was just happened upon a call out for an craft party, an international craft party on August 24th, and I thought that would be just wonderful for this area.
So this is international?
International.
Now, had you known that this kind of thing was going on?
I think I had seen something a year or so ago, and I thought to myself, I wonder if there's anything here that I missed it.
Have you lived here for a while?
Actually, my husband and I relocated down here from Seattle about in August of 2010. So
a couple
about
of
2 years.
Congratulations, just 2 years. And you mentioned DIY, and until about a week ago, I would have had no idea what you were talking about, but I heard a show, and it kept saying DIY this and DIY that, and I figured it out, do it yourself.
Yep, that's right.
I'm not quite sure how it fits into everything, but does that mean that you could come and fix the knob in my shower because somebody broke it?
That means after a lot of Googling and research on the internet, I might be able to fix it.
So what's the concept of DIY?
It's just kind of learning to manage things on your own. Instead of going out and purchasing everything brand new, to kind of take something old and make it what you need it to be, or, you know.
Okay, so it is all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. Building your own deck, learning, you know, just learning, teaching yourself.
Wow. And this is... is this a newish movement? Because I was not familiar with the term DIY until, as I say, just a little while ago.
I think that a lot of people probably have been doing it themselves forever.
That's exactly.
And so, right. And the internet has just, you know, helped to
bring it together.
All together.
Yeah, because, you know, the do-it-yourself idea has been around, but the idea that it has actual letters, it has a radio show, and it has blogs and all that, I thought, what? How did, you know? Okay, so are you a DIY person in various parts of your life or mainly in the arts and crafts?
Arts and crafts, but we started to get more into home remodeling now with our new home, so adventure. Yeah, our not new
your
home.
Your new home, yeah. Right. Okay, now, tell us about the Astoria Craft Party. So now we know this is going on internationally. I love that idea. It's kind of like a wave effect if it's all happening on Friday. And what's going to happen here in Astoria?
So here we have local Etsy shop owners and local businesses that have come together, and they are hosting workshops, and there's a photo tour to learn how to use your camera, whether it's your camera phone or a digital camera or a film, and learn how to use it and take beautiful pictures.
So when you say Etsy stores, are those just local businesses that use the Etsy network? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, so tell us who... Okay, you started with the photography. Who's that? Who's going to do that?
Christy Shalhou Photography. Then we have...
And where is she?
She's out of Astoria.
Okay, wow, good.
She has amazing snowboarding and sports photography.
She's not necessarily going to teach people how to use their individual camera, but she'll sort of...
She actually is. She's going, you know, give tips and tricks and how to use that camera to get the best photos possible.
Okay, we just had an invader to the station. She does not look like a crafter. She may be a DIYer, though.
I crochet.
Oh, look. I don't know. Do you make what you need instead of buying
I make things for my daughter.
Okay, well, that qualifies, doesn't
yeah.
it? That's, you know.
Okay. I'm very sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to thank some friends of Carol's from Nova Scotia.
Oh, God.
Who are sending mega hugs. Mega oh. hugs to Carol, and they're renewing their membership. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Carol and Rick and the whole family. And that's my Halifax friends who, well, they're not even in the city. They're in a beautiful part in the Cove, but they listen. Carol listens religiously. Well, I don't know about religion, but she listens in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. We love all of you who call in, but look at that. Nova Scotia, that's 3,500 miles away, folks. You can call in locally even, 503. Hey, DIY the telephone, right? 503-325-0010. Okay, so she's going to show people how to use their cameras mm-hmm. to capture. So somebody might say, I have been trying to do a shot like that, and I can't figure out how, and she would help them.
Yep, exactly.
Are they going to walk around
yep,
town?
They're going to walk around Astoria, and we are in the works of still of the people that are on the photo walk to send in their photos, and we can post those online.
How fun.
And try kind of have a photo contest sort of, and maybe get those printed.
Not today, though.
Not today.
Okay,
that'll be later.
That'll be a follow-up. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else you got?
We also have Olivia's Ragdolls, and Olivia actually doesn't have an Etsy shop, but she is down at the Sunday market selling mm-hmm. her ragdolls,
mm-hmm.
and she is just the sweetest little girl.
Oh.
And these dolls are amazing.
Girl?
Girl.
You mean child.
Child, yes.
Oh, very cool.
Dolls are beautiful.
Very cool.
So so you can come on up and create your own doll and, you know, pick out the accessories for it and take it home.
So now it's clear that this is an all-age event.
This is all ages.
And actually to encourage children, we've got Olivia there.
Yes.
That's lovely. That's lovely. And I appreciate the fact that you're not, you know, it's got to be Etsy.
No.
Because this is really a community event.
It
is. That's the whole idea.
It is. It's about sharing the creative spirit with, you know, your friends and neighbors and just creating something
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and having fun
and
with it.
And having fun.
And what a day you got for it, too.
I know.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
And by the way, we should tell people it's, am I right? It's at Fort George.
At the Fort George Lovell building.
In the Lovell building, right?
Lovell.
So it's inside.
It is. It's inside.
Okay.
And then we have in addition to the photo walk, we have another off-site activity where you can go up to Fernhill Glass and you can create your own blown glass ornament.
Wow. And, you know, you're making all these connections for me because Fernhill donated some absolutely gorgeous globes. Not only are they the hand-blown globes, but they made them special for KMUN. They actually inscribed in them our radio name.
I took a sneak peek
when
I was sitting out there. Yeah, they're amazing.
Aren't they gorgeous?
They
and
are.
Each one is unique. And folks, if you call us right now, are you getting to know the numbers? 503-325-0010 or 800-518-0010. But I don't think we want to send the glass balls through the mail. I think you want to come and pick that one up. And that is a $100 pledge. On the other hand, if you're I don't think you're going to be DIYing that. That
no.
is a very highly skilled
mm-hmm.
piece.
You'll have, you'll be involved, but then the glass artist will be helping you
yeah,
with that
yeah.
activity.
Yeah, and that obviously, because that could be a little. Okay, so who else?
So we also
on-site.
We have Hammered Forge, which is a blacksmith.
Oh, wow.
His name is Dewey. He runs he does blacksmith art.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be down at Fort George in the parking lot
okay.
creating different hand-forged items. And you could also try your hand at wood burning.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. So is there, and don't give any numbers, but is there a charge for this?
There is.
Don't give any numbers. Just it's not a big one. Though,
it's right? not a big one. Okay. And this is actually a nonprofit event.
Oh.
And so the nominal fees are just going to cover cost of supplies. And okay. so we're not making any money off right. of this, just right. in keeping
is
with the community
first,
spirit.
Meg?
This is the first.
Wow. Good
and
for you.
Hopefully not the last.
Absolutely. And who put it together?
That would be, we had an amazing group, Fort George Vintage Hardware, Christy Chaloux Photography, Fernhill Glass, Fiber Arts Academy, Hammered Forge, Maison de Stencils, Kamisha Kinsey, Olivia's Ragdolls, Ragged Red Fiber, Revamp Home Goods, and...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about community. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Again, folks, this is happening today from 4 to 8. And people can come at any time, right?
Yep.
You can drop by at 5 o'clock,
by.
6
yep.
o'clock. It's from 4 till 8. Wish you were here. So I feel that way about you, Carol and Rick. And But you're not going to make it for this because it's happening today. But if you live in this area, you certainly can make it. Celebrate meeting and making creativity and community and all kinds of ways of doing it yourself, but in community. I love it. Thank you so much for coming in, Meg Padgett. And what are you going to do? You have a special thing that you like to do?
In general?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like painting. Actually, strangely, I like painting interiors. It just I can lose myself in it, and I
cool.
It's fun.
Cool. Okay. We might be calling you. Oh, we'll put you in the time bank when you get a little more time. Okay. Thanks so much for coming
yeah,
in, and have
you.
A great afternoon.
You too.
Okay. Talk about community. All right, folks. I do want to let you know that I have a challenge grant. And right here on Coast Community Radio during our pledge drive, this is Arts Live and Local, and we're off to a good start with Mushi and Carol and two very dear friends. I would love to hear from you. You can become a dear friend too. Give us a call. All the people who participate in Coast Community Radio are friends. It doesn't mean we all hang out all the time, but we are family. You know how that goes. So Judy Sorrell is one of those people. And thank you, Judy, for your challenge grant, which means that the next $100 that comes in is going to be matched. So give us a call. My goal is a lot more than that. It's 5 times more than that. So I need to hear from each and every one of you. And right now, I have some music for you to hear. And this is, let me get the name right. It's, I love this, Crow Quill Night Owls. And don't forget to tear it down. They're happening at the Voodoo Room tonight in Astoria.
I don't read no papers, and I don't listen to radios either. I know the world's been shaved by a drunken barber, and I don't have to read it.
Wagon and a heavy load. Well, I cracked my whip and the leader's wrong. Yeah, we're wagon broke, that wagon's done. Oh, wake up, sinner. You better keep moving on. Wake up, sinner. You better keep moving on. Oh, baby. Wake up, sinner. You better keep moving on. We've had for that.
else are you going to hear music like that around here? And that is the Crow Quill Night Owls are going to be at the Voodoo Room tonight. And I should, I'm going to try mentioning the names of the players. Kit Stymie Stovepipe. I don't know whether these are real names, folks. But and Alexandra Anagnostopoulos. You want to bet what her ethnic background is? And Too Tight Devin Champlin, Lucas Hicks, Washrag Joe, Oddly Small Shannon, and Marty Love. Oh, my God. Now, there's a crew. What can I say? Well, I've got a crew in here, too. They're kind of a motley. Oh, did I say?
Wait a minute.
Than Oddly Large Shannon. That would probably be worse. Oddly Small Shannon's kind of cute.
Yeah, that's you know.
Is that Washcloth Joe?
Does that sound familiar to you? Well, yeah. I have the KMUN KTCB crew in here right now, folks, because we have, you've been hearing about it, we have farm stock coming up. So I have some of our most important beings, because everyone is important here. But some people do a little more work on it, and one of them would be our station manager, Joanne Rideout. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
And we have our development director, who's well-developed, and that would be Tom Hartland.
Thank you, Carol.
Anytime.
Oh, my.
And then we have our musical maven of the digital
universe.
Yeah, like when there's a problem. And that would be Joey Patnod. Hi, Joey.
Hello.
And then we have an esteemed programmer, volunteer, just like the rest of us and most of us, and that would be Yosef Galt. Hi, Yosef.
Hi, Carol.
Hey, I saw a nice photo of you.
He's also talent. He's in the musical talent.
Well, that's
film.
Why he's here. Yeah. We wouldn't let him in otherwise. Yeah. But I saw a nice little article about farm stock in the paper, and I saw you and Kim there.
Yes,
so.
That was wonderful. A great surprise.
Yeah.
Really
oh,
cool.
Well, it's the more the better. So, oh, and by the way, the numbers here. Let's all do them together, folks, okay?
Okay.
503-325-0010.
And if you are out of the calling area, that's
1-800-518-0010.
And if that wasn't painful enough, you can see us on the web at coastradio.org.
Yeah, but Joey was playing the lips while we were saying that. I saw you playing the lips on that one, Joey. That was very impressive. Okay, so just in case there are folks out there who have no idea what we're talking about, what's farm stock?
Well, homegrown festival. Tom, why don't you know more?
Yeah, you may know Fred Johnson, farmer in Nacelle, Washington. He's a force of nature himself. And he and I teamed up, or he and the station teamed up more than a year ago to discuss this concept of really strengthening community with an event. And we're calling it Farm Stock. It's in its second year.
Mm-hmm. F-Stock for short.
F-Stop?
And it's all about food, community, sustainability, farmers, and strengthening community, and that's what we're about, and Fred is about too.
So when's it happening?
We are coming to you Labor Day weekend, just September 1st and 2nd.
First and second, so that's Saturday and Sunday.
Next weekend.
Holy moly,
and
that's
it will
right.
be beautiful, warm, sunny.
Oh, yes, I noticed that was guaranteed, mm-hmm. that
oh,
the
yes,
weather
is
guaranteed.
We put in our
like
order
today.
Long ago.
And why does KMUN want to do something like this? It's a heck of a lot of work. I mean, we could just say, Farmer Fred, you're mm-hmm. cool, thanks. You go ahead and do it and, you know, just kind of hand us a little of the goodies. Why do we want to get involved?
Well, everything that KMUN is about, everything that Coast Community Radio is about, has the opportunity to really be in the spotlight during Farm Stock. We are all embracing mix of music. You'll be hearing about more about
seconds,
our music coming
yeah.
up, and about issues of public relations. I mean, public affairs such as sustainability and gardening.
So that's big. The sustainability.
Joey, you have to get to the mic if you can.
You know, that is huge. It's a chance for us to share in promoting the awareness of sustainability, growing our own food, creating our own community, so that we know it's all good. It's all quality.
It's all good.
So just to give you an idea of what it's like, what Farm Stock's like, we did it last year, so I can give you kind of a reminiscence of what it was like. Saturday, vendors, classes going on, live music, food, people sitting around on hay bales in the shade. Somebody said to me, this is just like Facebook, except real.
Oh, that's scary.
And so it was just a lovely time. Fred is a great host. It's a beautiful farm. It's right in Nacelle. And so that was Saturday. That was lovely enough. Then on Sunday is Fred's farmhouse dinner at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And last year, this was just, I can say, one of the most, if not the best meal I've ever had in my life. And when I said to Fred later on, he's a great chef, I said, Fred, this food was magical. And he said, the beans were picked this morning.
Yeah.
The green beans were picked
that.
This morning. So he's into locally grown food, harvested right off the vine and prepared almost immediately. And so that's what part of what Farm Stock is all about, is celebrating local growers, local food, local people coming together to eat local food. So
I'm drooling already, but I have my salad niçoise, thank you, Mushi, put away, so I get to eat it afterwards. But I heard you mention workshops.
Yeah, there are going to be workshops about things like, what are some of the workshops, Tom?
Well, we have George Exum to discuss fruit wine making.
Oh, I know his wine well. It is fabulous. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And then do we have someone talking about biochar? Is the biochar guy going to be there?
That's right. Jim Karnofsky will be there for his win-win-win solution of creating an additive to the soil. And we have workshops on winter gardening, which is probably year-round gardening for our area. And we have seed.
It's always winter here.
Seed saving, all-grain brewing. If you're interested in brewing your own beer, we'll be discussing that. Sure.
Okay.
There'll be demonstrations of blacksmithing.
And
these workshops, as is the whole event, it's all free. People arrive and pay a $5 fee for their car to park it. But after that, it's all free.
And there is a fee for camping, because we're having people camping, can camp overnight.
So people can stay
in the field,
bring a tent and stay over.
Mm-hmm, if they want to.
I don't know how that's possible, but I won't go into that. You know, how it's possible to not have a charge on this, but it sounds incredible. And we'll tell folks how to get there a little bit later. I want to hear from Yosef. I know is one of the musicians, half of the team of Yosef and Kim, and we have lots of musicians, so why don't you talk about it? And Joey, if you want to, then you need to get right on top of a microphone.
Yeah, Joey and I have put this schedule together, and so I'm going to just give you the daytime.
Before we begin, can I just set it up by saying, in the spirit of this being such a homegrown event, that all the musicians here have agreed to play for just gas money. It's a little bit of gas money to help them get over the bridge and on and back. In some cases, there's some people coming from Portland, so it's totally a donation on their part. So keeping with that spirit, this is what we've got.
Okay, well, here's our schedule. We're going to have music throughout the day on Saturday, and we're going to start off at 1 o'clock. The music's going to start with the Heirloom Band.
This is within the beer garden. This is actually in
an acoustic show.
And I should say, you don't actually have to give the times and stuff, because most people aren't sitting. Yeah. So just go ahead
and give the big lineup.
That's right.
The
name, in the beer garden, in the daytime, starting at 1.
Just go ahead and give me the names.
It'll be the Heirloom Band.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice cello, bass, and guitar.
Who is that? Someone? Any names there?
They are a friend of Fred's. That's all I know so far.
Okay, good. Okay.
And then we're going to have Niall Carroll.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
A troubadour.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dallas Williams.
Oh, cool.
Folk
and guitar.
Pop. Yes.
And
original.
Songwriter. Great songwriter.
And then we're going to have the Lazy Friends. Now, they've changed their name a little, but
yes.
I'm going to spill the beans on them. They are the Troll Radio
Well, house band.
House band, yes.
Well, they're part of them, yeah. The Lazy Boys are...
The Lazy Boys are part of them, and the Lazy Boys are going to have friends with them at this Farmstock event, so they are the Lazy Friends.
I didn't know they had any friends.
You're talking about my Brownsville.
Yes, no, they're great.
Speaking of which, happy birthday, Kirky. Go on.
That brings us all up to the end of the beer garden part of the show and on to the main stage then the next part of the evening.
Okay, go ahead and name them.
We will have amplified music, and we have a nice lineup. We're going to... We just got Michael Hurley. He's going to start things.
Excuse me, who lives in Brownsmead? Go on.
Yeah. Okay, well,
we just want you to know.
Internationally renowned songwriter and singer. So he kicks off at 5.
And then at 6 o'clock.
You don't have to give the time. So, okay, go ahead.
Right. But it's on my schedule.
Yeah, so
now
so
we're going to have Johnny Ward and our own friend Joey, a great guitar player.
Wow, what a duo. I love Johnny and Joey together. And then excellent.
And then we're going to have Kim Angelis, gypsy violinist, and her accompanist.
Yourself.
A couple of fine belly dancers, Varian and Jessamine, who's a programmer here.
And Varian was on the show a couple of weeks ago
Beautiful young ladies.
Gypsy Kim and Yosef, speaking of internationally, you know, they're in the world music category and are known throughout the world for what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So. They really tore it up last time at
Farmstock last year.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Well, and then we have, this is a new group, isn't
it? This is new coming up here.
The Sweet Young Things. There's a fella sitting in this room who's going to be playing some fine guitar with them.
Let me think. Which one of these fellas might be a sweet young thang?
Let me think.
I don't know. We'll leave that up to the imagination of the audience.
Well, you can't go by looks alone either.
I see.
Beauty is inside, too.
Sweet Young Things is a new group, and it's a four-piece. And it has ex-Bond Street Blues Band frontman Ron Baldwin and fellow programmer. But he's playing drums. We have the wonderful and former programmer and community supporter, our community radio supporter, Tom Trudell. Fabulous piano player.
Yes.
Only he's playing bass.
This is mix
and
it
then,
up.
We have Brian O'Connor singing and playing rhythm guitar, and me on wanking guitar.
Right. Okay. Okay. Right. Fantastic.
Okay. And then we're going to end the evening with the Ma Barley Band. Always fun. Reggae.
Fun fabulous stuff. Boy, how late does this go?
Ma Barley will play until you guys get bored
or until
they shut us down.
Yes.
Okay. This sounds incredible. Now, how can people get tickets for, they don't need tickets for Farmstock, but how can they, you want to get on that mic?
Well, out of the generosity of his heart, Fred has donated tickets to his dinner. And you should, this isn't a dinner, this is a feast. This is sourced locally and served lavishly right there on the farm. You really don't want to miss it. But he has donated tickets. And why has he donated tickets? It's because this is your summer pledge drive, an annual time we come to you and we ask for your support in bringing shows like Arts Live and Local.
And you know what? Judy Sorrell gave us a challenge grant that has not yet been met. Folks, the phones have not... I know this is quite...
We have a thank you here.
Oh, you do?
Thank you, Rosalind in Astoria.
Oh, thank you.
So that goes towards our challenge grant.
That's wonderful.
Rosalind's made her money go twice as far. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Can I say something? Please.
I want to appeal to all the people out there who've ever been on Carol's show or want to be on a show. It's getting to be so popular that you really need to talk to her before your event comes up. So if you have ever been on or want to be on in the near future...
Yeah, you better buy me off now. Oh, wait.
Then why don't you give us a call right now at 503-325-0010 or...
1-800-518-0010, toll free.
And as a thank you at the $60 level, Fred is offering you a ticket to sample his dinner Sunday.
Wow. There are only 100. Nice. There are only 100 tickets being sold to this dinner.
So
now Farm Stock's free, but the dinner.
Yeah, and it's. I'm glad to see the phone ringing because this is going to be wonderful. Yeah. We have so many thank you gifts for you, but the main thank you, as you know, is this Coast Community Radio Station. And you know, apropos of what Yosef said, I want to thank all the people who have been on this show. I've been on for over 11 years. I've been doing this show.
Carol.
So I've had hundreds of people on,
standing,
and I want to thank
Carol.
Yay, bravo, bravo.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all the people who have been on the show, and I want to challenge the people who have heard the show or who have come to something because they listen to someone on the show or anything else on KMUN. Those are the folks that really we need to hear from, especially if you've gotten a free ticket to something.
Oh, my. Yeah.
When it wasn't even pledge drive.
Right.
So do give us a call, 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. And we need to absolutely get Judy's challenge grant.
Yes.
And if we do that, there might even be another challenge grant in the offing, but we need to hear from
you. Tell them again, Carol, what those challenge grants are.
This is the challenge grant. Every dollar that you give for Judy's challenge is up to $100 will be matched, bringing in another $100. You can match the whole thing.
Yes,
if you want to call in, that would be great. And then I might have a little something extra for you.
Oh.
And I'd also want to say, in addition, in terms of thank you gifts, we also have tickets for the fabulous Coaster Theater, which is on this show a lot of times. And, I'm holding them right in my hand. For $60, you can get yourself a ticket. And I have to admit, I've done this. And I also have a massage. I don't think the massage from Diane Dupre, which she donated. Oh, you think it went? Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Somebody smart got it. But do give us a call and find out how we can give you an extra thank you gift. That's why we say call now. But you can join our station any old time. But right now is a great time. And you get entered.
We're offering those special gifts right now, like Fred's Farm Stock tickets.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Speaking of that, I just want to, today, Fred sent us the menu for the Farm Stock dinner. And I just want to share this with everybody.
What can we expect?
Troll caught king salmon, smoked Willapa Bay salmon, roasted pork loin medallions, Sovie Island corn pudding, roasted root vegetables, marinated mixed kale salad, Mediterranean salad with ziti, spicy garlic string beans, grilled mixed garden vegetables,
yummy,
cucumber salad, on and on and on.
Oh my
and it's
God.
All locally grown, locally
oh my
harvested
God.
This
stuff. Is incredible. And for a $60 pledge, you can get yourself
a ticket for Farm Stock
dinner. And all of you should be at Farm Stock next week for sure.
Carol, I want to give special thanks, too, to sponsors of Farm Stock. Speaking of keeping it local and sustainable, we've got Fort George, who are providing all those beverages for the beer garden.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Beverages.
As, so as they are always so generous,
And Bornstein Seafoods with their sustainably harvested pink shrimp right here in the waters off the coast. They are providing shrimp that will be served all weekend long, so you have to come and sample some of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just going to be a really fun,
a real party.
Fun, laid back.
I have some good news, Carol.
Event.
You do? What do you got, Yosef?
Bill in Astoria has renewed his membership.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Standing
and, we have Mushi, Nova Scotia Carol. Wouldn't it be a kick if my Nova Scotia friends won the big Shelburne prize that every single one of you gets entered into? They would have to fly here and visit.
It'd be worth
and,
it.
That would be sweet.
I think round trip airfare got rolled into that.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, thank you, Tom. It's very kind of you.
I know that David and Lori really hurt. Yeah. The phone's going to be ringing in a minute. Excuse
That's
us.
An incredible gift that they have put together.
So
every
generous.
Single person who calls in with a pledge gets put in the hopper. I made my pledge. I've made several pledges. And I hope you have, too. Remember, if you're a member, you can pop in an extra 20 just to say, oh, yeah, I remember that time. I really had a good time because, or I really want to support, or I want to give a gift membership to somebody.
Or your pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kim and I and Paco just renewed our family membership.
Oh, did you? Oh, sweet Paco.
Well,
you
know, includes Paco the collie, who's such a
who weighs members. Probably 150 pounds by now, Paco.
No,
there's one
no,
of our members that donates $240 every year, and he comes in and he brings in $20 a month
yes.
when he gets paid.
Yes, I see him every month. Yeah. Yes.
It's so cool.
Even if he's had a car wreck or anything else, he comes in. Okay, guys,
flexible,
I have one more guest coming up, so I want you to, anything else that people need to know?
Yeah, it's going to be good. You'd be crazy to miss it.
Information is at coastradio.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay, coastradio.org. Yes. And that's,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Carol.
And you can pledge there, too.
Saturday and Sunday,
the first and second. Woo! Just turn those mics off. Yeah. Thank you so much to station manager Joanne, development director Tom, operations manager Joey, and volunteer programmer Yosef. And thank you to Lisa from Cannon Beach for renewing your membership. It says Lisa, and if it's somebody else, then you give a call and let us know. Thank you so very much. I have a little bit of music I'm going to put on, and then the next guest is going to join us. This is the Sons of Malarkey. They're playing at the Sand Dune tonight at 9 in Manzanita, and they're playing at the Fort George on Sunday.
The sun, it was setting in the west, and the birds, they were singing on every tree, and all nature seemed to be at rest, but still there was no rest for me. Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and drear I be. When I'm far away on your briny ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? I agree to leave my native land, and I agree to leave my comrades all.
So, what do you think about that? The Sons of Malarking saying farewell to Nova Scotia, and we are saying welcome to Nova Scotia because we love you. And we are saying welcome to everyone who calls us at 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. Now, I said I had something extra for you, and that is this. starting now, not the person who's on the phone now, but starting now, I could be in big trouble for this, but I am going to match dollar for dollar, if I can, all pledges that come in the next 15 minutes. So KMUN will get double the amount. And I'm doing this in honor of all the people who make Coast Community Radio work and all the people who love and protect this part of the world, including the Columbia River Keepers, and also the Columbia Pacific Alliance for Social Justice, which cares about all people in this region. So if you start calling now, you could bankrupt me, but KMUN is going to benefit. And now I have someone who I don't think is going to bankrupt me. I don't think Nick's in that position yet.
Too frugal for that.
Too frugal. And you're at a different end of life. You're at the an early end of life where you're not putting the big bucks into radio. But anyway, you are a committed KMUN person, though. You've been on the air for how long?
Since May.
Just this May?
Yeah. Just, well, I've done shows with friends over time. And
could you pick that mic up a little bit? There you go. And good.
I've done shows with friends since I was like 13.
That's what I remember. I remember seeing you in here for all these years. So, yeah. Okay. So this is Nick Stevens, and he's also, in addition to being a programmer on Coast Community Radio, he also is a producer. He's put on several interesting musical presentations or productions in Astoria, and he's doing it again. Actually, he's doing it for 2 weeks, but two different weekends. But we're going to focus right now on what's happening this Sunday at Gala Hipfish at 7 o'clock. So, Nick, take it away.
Yes.
Tell us.
Well, this Sunday in the evening, we're going to have returning artists who've played Astoria before, Mount Erie, come and headline a show at Kala.
Who are they? What are they? What kind of stuff did they? We're going to hear a little of their music, but first tell us.
Right. Mount Erie is kind of a lo-fi Northwest themed indie rock band. And it's Phil Elverum's project, which has changed over the years and taken many different forms. But right now it's taking the form of a huge band with a really loud sound.
Oh boy.
And really, really pretty different instrumentations going on.
Wow.
And it's themed, all the music off of his recent album is themed after life in the Northwest.
Oh, cool.
Specifically his town Anacortes, which he's from.
Okay.
And kind of the more natural, darker side of the nature, like the fog and the trees and being out in the woods.
So is he still in Anacortes? Is the band out of Anacortes still?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Most of the members moved to Anacortes, but have been there for quite a while recording in this sanctified church space that he has leased out to turn into a recording studio.
Wow. Have you been up there?
Yeah. He did a music, the first time he performed these songs that he's going to be performing at Kala on Sunday, he played them in the church that they recorded them in and held a huge music festival up there.
Wow. Wonderful. Okay, now you brought some of this music.
Yeah.
And okay, folks, I have to tell you, I'm always introducing virgin people on this air. Well, now I'm the virgin because Nick has it on, I don't know what, iPod or on some machine. So now when he gives me the signal, I'm going to press the button here. Okay. No, you think it's this one? Okay.
We'll be right back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. It's, I wasn't sure what I was going to get. I was holding my earphones just in case it blasted me, but it's quite beautiful.
Yeah.
And he's got a very a mellow voice, actually. Mm-hmm.
Very tenorous.
Yeah.
Soft when he speaks.
Yeah.
Calmless, poetic-isk.
Mm-hmm. Poetic-isk.
Poetic-isk.
So, and that is the leader of the band.
Yeah.
How many folks are there?
There's five. There's two guitar players, including Phil. He's the singer. And then also a keyboard player who is a part-time guitar player, a bass player, and a drummer.
All right. Okay. And this is happening on Sunday at Cala Hipfish. That's 1017 Marine Drive in Astoria. And you have a couple of opening bands for this?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about them.
Well, there's the Memory Boys, which are also a group from that area, the Whidbey Island area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is near where Phil's from, half from Whidbey Island and half from Portland. But they are almost a different sound altogether. They're very poppy and dancey. They also have some, like, you know, darker elements to their music, but it's all very enjoyable, and I think we'll set the mood just right.
Great. And there is room to dance at Gala.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool, too. And then there's another band,
yeah,
too, a local band?
Yeah, it's a local band called Apostrophe Camel. I found them recently.
I love the name.
Yeah.
Apostrophe Camel. And what are they, what kind of music are they?
That music's going to be like an ambient band with some sing-songy songs going on, and then some, you know, some interesting instrumentation, maybe some effects going on too, and along with some projection art happening. So,
oh, cool.
Almost a performance piece.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you wrote that this is an all-age.
Yeah, very important that I make that clear, is that with all the music events that I put on, I want to make sure that it can be audible and partakeable to the biggest audience possible, including the young people of Astoria.
And young people can be children as well?
Children as well, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's up to the parents, you know,
right,
to decide if, you know, they want their kids to be exposed to loud music, but they're totally welcome.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, geez, Nick, thanks for putting this on. And then let's just mention that you have another event happening following week. We just give us a minute of that.
Sure, yeah. That's Summer Breezers Festival. Coincidentally happening the same weekend as Farmstock.
Mm-hmm.
It's a all-ages music festival that's happening up at Shively. And fortunately, it's Friday and Saturday, so it's not completely overlapping Farmstock.
Right.
But that's going to feature, Friday will feature more rock and roll kind of bands.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday will be more of the like independent songwriter style. Different sort of genres weaving in and out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But Friday is going to be a blast.
So can people find information about these on something on the web or by calling or what?
I recently made a commercial that I've been spreading throughout the internet. And there's also Facebook event pages for that.
Okay, tell folks what that is, because I don't know.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but if you go on Facebook and search Summer Breezers Music Fest 2012, or the show at Cala in Mount Erie in the same search, you'll probably find it.
Okay.
And there's other stuff. It's also on NPR that the tour dates where Phil's playing Cala. Well, that's kind of cool.
So do you have a phone number contact to?
Yeah.
What is that?
People are totally welcome to call me. It's 503-791-8983.
8983. If you want to get in touch with Nick, maybe you have some ideas that he, you know, you and he can work together on, because he's good at putting this stuff out.
Yep.
Thank you so much. And Nick, do you think people should be calling KMUN, Coast Community Radio, KTCB, and supporting us?
Oh, absolutely. If this wasn't happening, I wouldn't have my show, and you wouldn't have your show. And
that's right.
People wouldn't have awesome music to listen to and a wonderful community radio station, which is very, very unique for a small town.
And you grew up on this radio station,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And here you are. Yeah. Spoon fed. Okay, folks, 503-325-0010. I know you're being kind to me. You don't want me to lose my shirt. I'm not going to, because I'm wearing a KMUN fabulous T-shirt right here. I'm not going to lose it. But I said that anyone who came in after 1:45, I would match dollar for dollar. So 325-0010, 800-518-0010. There are amazing gifts, thank you gifts, in addition to Coast Community Radio, your biggest gift. And
we're not going to work you. We're just going to have a little bit more fun. All right, four little words. Yeah. I'll take you there. That's all I ask of you. Take us there. Yeah. That's what we wanna do. Just take us there. Yeah. That's all we.
That's what we need from you. We need you to take us there. That's Mavis Staple right. Shouting it out to you, folks. We need to take us there. And hi, Joanne.
Hi. Well, we have someone to thank. Oh, we have Tigger the cat from Astoria, otherwise known as TC.
Oh, I
see. Who is now a member.
Oh, thank you, Tigger the cat.
Member in good standing.
All right. We do appreciate our animals. We've had a couple of donations in Hershey's honor. And that goes out to all of you. And Paco renewed his membership. So,
and I always wonder how they do the little. I guess the touch tone phone is easier for the little pause. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah, they're good at it.
Had a nice
it,
talk huh? with Tigger and Tigger's dad.
Oh, I see. Okay,
thank you
thanks,
so
Joanne.
Much.
We're waiting for the rest of your calls.
503-325-0010
1-800-518-0010 Zero. And I want to let you know what's going on. Also, Astor Street Opry, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.